He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on February 7th, Monday. This is episode 123 of the Crypto Ballers podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for leaving your five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. You can even do it on Spotify now, which I wasn't even aware was a thing until about a couple weeks ago. So go ahead, leave five-star reviews if you haven't yet. It greatly helps the show. Today's podcast is going to be a little shorter because we're just going to do some venting today. And it's because Dapper Labs dropped the ball in crunch time last week, and it was not a great look. And I have a question I want to pose to you guys. Should we be concerned? Let's talk about it. All that and more. Cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, Panini America NFT, UFC Strike, and other NFT projects as well, as long as it's fitting and it goes along with the content of our show. Now, unfortunately, there's going to be a bit of a somber tone for this podcast, as usually we're just all excited and all in on everything Dapper, but man, oh man, did they have a rough weekend. We'll get to that in a second. Let's start off with a little bit of good news today, right? So, I mean, where's all my Ballers at? So, Ballers had their biggest sale in history over the weekend. The new record is set. We had a sale of $100,000. $100,000 off of a Baller. That is wild. The buyer is at Wades_ETH, where if you're familiar with NBA Top Shot, which if you're in the Ballers project, I mean, you have to be an NBA Top Shot. I imagine there's like nobody out there that isn't, you know, intertwined with both of those projects. We all know Wades. He's you know, a big name in the NFT community out there on Twitter. For sure, an NBA Top Shot OG, so you probably are aware at least or have seen Wades around in the Twitter space. So he currently holds the record, $100,000 he ended up buying a Ballers for. Now, the Ballers has a skill rank of 1, all right, number 1. So it's definitely a good Baller, and then his trait rank is number 553. So definitely a good Baller altogether. It's funny because as I'm looking at this one that was purchased, right, this Baller in mine have the same exact hair. I believe it's called like crazy purple. So Wades, if you're listening, right, instead of 100k, I'll let mine go for 50k. All right, go ahead, make me an offer, slide up in those DMs. I have the same exact purple hair. They could be a match, right? That'd be exciting. But man, oh man, 100k for a Baller, so that's exciting. That is big time. Definitely the largest sale by a lot. I think the largest before that one was maybe like 20-ish, $20,000 range, I believe, right? I'm pretty sure I saw one go for around 20. So multiple go for the 10 to like 14 range. I think that there was a 20, but now $100,000. Holy shit. Now, it was an off-market transaction. What that means is it wasn't purchased like the normal way. They didn't go on the marketplace and buy it with Dapper. It was a secondary party. So maybe they gifted it to Wades and he, you know, sent money a different way. Not sure what that is. There might have been some like Top Shot moment trades in there or something as well. So not quite sure the details on it. And you know what? I have his contact information. So maybe I'll hit him up and ask him if I could get those details. So we try to figure out, you know, what the hell happened. 100K, that's a lot of money. All right. Let's talk about what happened last week in Dapper Labs. Not great. So we're going to start off with NFL All Day and NBA Top Shot because both platforms experienced some pretty nasty bugs at probably the worst time ever. So let's start off with the NFL All Day. So I titled this one the NFL the NFL All Day closed beta debacle, which, again, before we even get into what happened, it's not overly surprising, right? It's still in closed beta. So basically what happened is that they had the most users ever line up for the conference championship pack. Most users ever. And there was some serious issues, and it was very reminiscent of the old Top Shot days. We had line stoppages, pauses for over an hour. We had people finally get to their spot in line and redirected to the pack page, and the purchase pack button was just grayed out. Right, so you couldn't actually hit the button. Then there was users, when they got there, they were able to hit the button, and they were stuck on the Dapper screen. The processing payment, it was just taking forever. I had users report to me that they were waiting, and it said the purchase was pending for over 25 minutes, and they just didn't know what to do. Do you like refresh the page? Do you close the website and reopen it up and hope that, you know, it's still there and maybe it updated? But, you know, some users, as expected, were afraid to back out, because what happens if they back out and then it makes them rejoin the queue and kick them to the back of the line, which is exactly what happened. After X amount of time went by and people couldn't successfully purchase the pack, you know, and they reloaded the NFL All Day website, they had to rejoin the queue all the way to the back of the line. Very unfortunate. Now, we've seen bugs like this before. I've been in the NFL All Day closed beta for a little while now. I got in wave 3. We just passed wave 5. So I've been in here for a little bit, and I haven't seen any issues like this. I've seen, you know, really slow lines, but this is the worst I've seen. And it's just coming at a bad time, because we got a bunch of new users in here. And this is the most excitement I've seen for an NFL All Day pack yet. Now, when closed beta first started getting people in, there was a ton of excitement for those select few that were in there. Very excited about it, but the player list back then was absolute garbage. So now the packs have only gotten better and better the deeper we've gotten into the playoffs, because those bad teams have been eliminated. So right now you're getting a lot of, you know, championship contenders. So it's a really good time right now for NFL All Day, and you just added a whole slew of people, and everyone's feeling good about it. And then it's just these massive issues. So it was really bad timing. But at the end of the day, can you be that surprised? It's still closed beta. It's not even open beta. So that all the issues for the NFL All Day side didn't really bother me that much, because I wasn't really surprised. It says right out to expect issues, right? Potential issues while you're in closed beta. So I wasn't overly surprised by that, but it is really unfortunate for the people that were just experiencing it for the first time. And you're able to get a pack, you're lucky enough, and then you end up, you know, kind of getting screwed over right at the finish line. So I get why people were really upset, and it's not a good look, because NFL All Day is trying to hit opened beta. They're trying to open the marketplace around the Super Bowl. Well, last I checked, the Super Bowl is in less than a week. All right, it's on Sunday, this Sunday coming up. So this has to be a bit of a setback, and I'm not sure we see a marketplace by Super Bowl Sunday now. So we'll stay on it, and whenever some news comes out, we'll pod about it. I'll post it up on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. You should already be following the Twitter, but I'm going to remind you guys, because there's a whole new influx of users on the NFL All Day side, and there's still people joining NBA Top Shot Daily. All right, so if you need some information, you're looking to stay up to date at CryptoBallersTS, go ahead and follow the show. We keep everything over there. We publish it as soon as it's announced. Every now and then we might announce something a little too early. We might get a slap on the wrist from some people, but you know, it is what it is. I can post what I want. All right, so go ahead and follow it at CryptoBallersTS. Now, for those of you wondering the only thing I was salty about for the NFL All Day drop was that I missed the drop entirely. I was about 18,000 away from the cutoff line, which is pretty devastating, because I was looking forward to it all night and all day and all the buildup and being on Twitter, super active, the buildup to the queue. And I was in the waiting lobby, you know, an hour prior. I was in there within like the first 7 seconds of it going live. And then all that just to see such a large number when the queue opened up and I got my spot in line. So that was the only thing I was mad about. But, you know, you win some, you lose some. So what are you going to do? Let's talk about what happened with the NBA Top Shot, because this is the bigger one. This one really sucks. So as you guys know, we've been getting a lot of advertising from Kevin Durant of late, and there was a lot of buzz around the Kevin Durant certified drops. Now, there's two drops, KD certified elite, and then there was KD, just KD standard. KD certified standard and KD certified elite. Now, the elite drop came before the standard drop, but they were both dropping the same day. So the KD elite drop was the $49 pack. This was the one with slightly better odds of getting a legendary or rare moment, but essentially it was like a guarantee pretty much that one of the moments was going to be from the new game recognized game common 10K limited edition set that has a nothing but flamethrower fire pack list, all good players that he picked himself and narrates on. So there's people out there, I saw on Twitter, some people were like, hey, I'd rather have the game recognized game than the metallic gold limited editions that are available in this pack. Like, give me the game recognized game because those moments are stellar, which I think you'd probably rather have the metallic gold because it'll probably be worth more than the game recognized game. But I totally get it. The excitement around these new moments, and it's been the best common limited edition set, I guess. It's a set. It's the best set, you know, maybe since Seeing Stars. Now, it doesn't have, you know, nearly as large a player pool as like what a Seeing Stars does, but is it better or more exciting than Fresh Threads? Absolutely. Is it more exciting than Hustle and Show? I do like Hustle and Show, but I was really excited about this one. I was more excited about this than Hustle and Show for Series 3. So here's what happened. Somehow, some way, multiple accounts were able to get multiple packs and rip several Holo Icon legendaries in their packs, which is wild. One user, I believe, was able to get like 4 or 5 packs. And out of those 5 packs, they got like 4 or 5 Holo Icons, which is just a massive error. Now, I don't know how many of you guys, when you heard about this, the first thing I went and did is I went to go check that guy, iRacer or whatever, the guy who worked for Dapper, or he was like some kind of like moderator in the NBA Top Shot Discord. And then somehow this guy won tickets to go to like an NBA Finals game. And then somehow the guy ended up getting like a number one serial Chris Paul rare or legendary moment, like all within like a very short span. And everyone's just like, what the fuck is this? This is weird. So when I saw that, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one, but I was like, let me check this guy. If it was him again, I'm going to lose my mind. Now, it wasn't him, but there was users out there who, if you check their account, they got several Holo Icons when the percentage chance of getting one was around 1.5%. So you don't need to be a brainiac to say either that's the luckiest person on planet Earth, or there was an error. And it wasn't just one person. It was multiple accounts that were able to get, you know, multiple legendaries when the odds are just, there's no possible way that should have happened. So not only did that happen, we had line pauses. I think when it came out that something fishy was going on, not fishy, there was a bug. I don't think that there was any, you know, foul play here. I really don't, but it was an issue. So not only did we experience that, we experienced some line pauses and just a lot of angry people on the NBA Top Shot Twitter, on the Discord. People were really losing their minds. Now, Top Shot did issue an apology and reimbursed anyone who successfully purchased an elite KD pack. So if you got one or two, or if you're lucky enough to get three, I think there was a small chance you were able to buy three. There was this pretty decent chunk of people that were able to purchase two, but a lot of people that were in line ended up, you know, being able to purchase one. But Top Shot reimbursed everyone who purchased a pack, gave them their pack money back with an apology. Yes, that means that the people who ended up getting several Holo Icon legendaries got their money back. Boo-hoo. I personally was hoping for something a little better than just a pack reimbursement, especially when those people who were on the better end of it ended up getting, you know, the same treatment. I was kind of hoping that, you know, there'd be a reimbursement or maybe given a free pack. I think people would have preferred getting like a second or third additional elite KD certified pack as opposed to getting the $49 back in Dapper. So last I checked, now you never know what's going to happen. I think it's a done deal, though. I think people got their money back from the pack purchase, and that's that. I don't expect Top Shot to do anything else. But I would have liked like a pack instead, but you know, I might just be crazy. Now, because of all these issues, they ended up straight up postponing the KD standard certified pack. They moved it all the way back to Monday, which is today. So they moved it back over the course of the whole weekend to work out bugs, to make sure that all the moments, you know, were distributed properly. There wasn't, you know, an error where one pack was like loaded and another pack was terrible. Top Shot did come out and say that there was a bug detected where, you know, the odds weren't exactly correct. So it wasn't 1.5%. Legendaries had like a different percentage, which is just like, man, like, how come I didn't get one then, right? Right? Me or you? How come we didn't get legendaries, right? Well, all we got was the game recognized game. I would have liked a holo icon. Now, I really like the game recognized game set. I probably would have taken a metallic gold over it because you probably could sell it and buy which game recognized game you want anyway, and then profit probably a little bit, but I would have definitely taken a holo icon over a game recognized game because you could have sold that bad boy and you could have, you know, you could have completed the whole challenge for game recognized game, which is going to be coming soon, where the reward is going to be a Kevin Durant himself, right? So keep that in mind for you. Now the marketplace is still not open for the game recognized game, so you couldn't spend the weekend to go and, you know, buy them up before more word, I guess I kind of, you know, talked about it on Twitter, but before more people find out that there's going to be a challenge. You know, people can't really do anything with the game recognized games. You bought them on Friday and you haven't been able to list them, you haven't been able to buy them, so it's just, the set is just kind of in limbo as we wait for this Monday drop. So that's what happened over the weekend with Dapper, and two mistakes, two big time screw ups, one on NFL All Day, one on NBA Top Shot, and here's why it's concerning. All right, I prefaced the show by saying, should we be concerned, and this is why it is concerning. The timing could not be any worse. I am not kidding. So as you guys know, NBA Top Shot has been doing a ton of Kevin Durant advertisements. Kevin Durant himself was in the Nine Lives Lounge and he was talking to people, taking questions and stuff. And there was like a newly found purpose, new excitement, an injection of adrenaline in the world of NBA Top Shot. We were all on fire. The marketplace was up. Kevin Durant. It was really exciting stuff. There's tons of new users coming in, hearing about the Kevin Durant stuff. They were coming in, checking out packs. And then they had a huge fumble. And the pack problem, you know, the pack problems with the legendaries and the odds being screwed up. And then straight up having to reschedule the standard drop, which is a drop that, you know, that the new people would have been able to line up for. And when something like that happens, you run a risk of it scaring off the new users, which is really unfortunate because NBA Top Shot is such a great platform. And I'm afraid that the people that were coming in that were a little, you know, a little skeptical. And then this happens, like, I can see why or how it could drive some people away, which is really unfortunate because this was a colossal moment for NBA Top Shot. It really sucks to see a bug like this pop up now when it's on its biggest stage. We haven't had real advertising in over a year. Nothing like this. Nothing like Kevin Durant fucking commercials. And then it's just, then a bug pops up. And it's just the worst timing. All right, so about the NFL All Day. So you have to mix in the NBA Top Shot stuff with the NFL All Day stuff. It's both dapper. They both happen right next to each other, one day apart. So the unfortunate thing about NFL All Day is, you know, the purchasing issue after a fifth wave of users is not a good look. Now, for what it's worth, I'm still all in on both platforms in a big way. I'm not concerned in the slightest. Matter of fact, I stayed in the NFL All Day drop, even being like 15,000 users out from the cutoff, hoping, prayer hands up, hoping that people were going to leave that were waiting in line for over an hour. I was hoping that enough people would leave to where I was able to slide in and successfully purchase a pack. I waited the whole time and I was trying to figure out, like, as the line went down and the pack total went down, I was trying to figure out, like, oh, am I making up any ground here? Am I staying about the same? Am I going to be able to sneak into the cutoff, even being 15,000 users out? So that just shows you how all in I am on both of these. I was still lining up for packs on both. I'm going to be in the KD standard today, even though on the last podcast, I talk about how this one's risky and I don't really love the standard KD certified pack. I'm still going to line up. Next NFL All Day drop, you bet your bottom dollar I'm going to be there. So I hope that this can serve as a bit of a PSA to, you know, people that might not be familiar with Dapper, maybe some new users, new listeners checking out the podcast, trying to figure out what went wrong and why there was such like a spike of positivity and then a huge dump of negativity on these two projects. So I'm here to tell you guys, stick around. It's going to be worth it. Don't worry. You know, it's bugs. Top Shot is still in beta. It's just open beta. NFL All Day is in closed beta. And anytime something's in closed beta, you have to expect issues. And these issues happen. It sucks if it affected you directly, but it's only going to iron out over time. And for you NBA Top Shot users out there, this really sucks. It was really bad timing. But we know that Dapper always has our backs. They put the community first. And they will right any wrongs that happened. We're going to drive forward. Just stay on the ship. Stay on the road. And we're going to be just fine. And for those of you wondering if I was able to make up that much ground in the NFL All Day Championship drop, I was unsuccessful securing the bag. I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.